Good evening. This will be our final class for this semester on catching the ways of revival. I want to point out to you that on your last exams, I'll say it again because I just heard the mic kick in, but this is our final class for this particular subject, catching the waves of revival. I just would encourage you to, you know, read the book, focus specifically on the seven stages of revival. Last class, I mentioned to you all that I would give you your exam results. There were 34 A's, 15 were perfect, 35 B's, and there was 5 C's, 4 D's, and 2 F's. So, once again, you cannot wait to the last minute to take these exams. You have a study guide, and I'm sure some of you got tripped up on one question. That's what the grader told me. So, I'll go through them again. The seven stages of revival. Number one, times of revelation. Number two, times of repentance. Number three, times of refreshing. Number four, times of revealing. Number five, times of restoration. Number six, times of reformation. And finally, stage number seven, which I say is the epitome of Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., the founder of this school, is times of the revivalists. And that's what we're going to finish up with tonight. So you be sure and study that. There was a trick question, true or false, and one of the times was times of releasing. But you know, sometimes you could read what's not there. You understand? Your mind is going and you're clicking and you get the times of releasing and you thought because it was an aura. Okay. Y'all with me? Okay. But we did have perfect scores, so I say the more you give yourself to it, the better you come out. Amen. Amen. If you made an F, you just didn't study. You made a D, you didn't study. Amen. Amen. If you made a C, you partially studied. Amen. Once again, these exams are not hard. They're not designed to make you a valedictorian. They're designed to make sure that you're partaking of the information that Apostle wants the instructors to share in each of the classes. Okay? So we're going to pick up with chapter, the seventh stage of catching the waves of revival, which is the times of the revivalists. And we're going to pick up with number three. Men of kindred souls.
The time of revivalists.
The times of the revivalists.
Is a time where men of kindred spirits.
Is a time, notice this, where men of kindred spirits.
Are drawn together to carry on God's end time vision.
Are drawn together to carry on whose?
God's
end time vision. Notice it's all about God's agenda. You see, men cannot come together around their agenda. It won't work. It must be a God-ordained agenda. That's what this school is about. The mission of Apostle Thompson is God's agenda. Heaven to earth government. Something that the Western culture is not used to. Let me tell you, it is rare in this generation to find 12 men. Especially 12 men of color who can follow a man of color and honor him. That's rare because most people want to be the leader. Most people want to be the father and not fathered. I tell you, for me, as a, see, remember the gospel is not in black and white, but the world is. Okay, act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Most people cannot even receive you because they're looking at the package you come in. So I recognize that in our community, our leaders are not upheld, not supported, but there are principles that you will learn in the apostolic and the prophetic that you won't get in just regular church. And before you decide you even want to be a preacher, you better understand this principle. If you're not faithful in another man's house, you'll never have your own. Now, you can go start a work, but you'll be out there on your own. It's better to be fathered and sent out than to be a bastard and went out. What is a bastard? A bastard is a son without instruction. Okay, that's not cussing. That's truth. Go ahead.
It is a time of reproducing men of integrity and power.
It is a time of reproducing men of integrity and power.
These men will have a kindred spirit.
These men will have a kindred spirit.
And God will raise them up in covenant relationship.
And God will raise them up in covenant relationship.
With one another.
With one another. See, it's not enough to honor an apostle. Are you listening? If you are called to serve at his will, you must also be honorable to the brethren that he's called you to serve with. I can't tell an apostle I'm honoring him and don't honor the many. Are you listening?
Yes,
that he has walking on side of me. Amen.
Yes,
or even Father. I cannot honor him by not being honorable to the people that he's entrusted me with. What do you mean by that, Dr. Walker? You cannot function in the apostolic and prophetic if you are called to serve someone and you're getting the people to be drawn to you. That's why you have so many small churches, because somebody get the revelation they can preach and teach, but they're not honorable. So oftentimes they're in local churches trying to get a teaching and a preaching position only to draw to themselves members of an established church. That's why we have so many church splits and there's no true apostolic succession. We'll talk about that later. Go ahead, sir.
These times of the revivalists
will produce men of covenant bonds
who will not fear to sacrifice anything
for each other's vision in God.
Samuel's
anointing affected the life of David
to such an extent
that the first thing that he did
when David became king of Israel
was to bring back the ark of the covenant to Israel. Y'all know the ark of the covenant represented God's what? Presence. I don't care what nobody say. The most important thing to believers is the manifested presence of God in your life and in your ministry. And that's what Apostle is teaching us. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
God spoke to Elijah. To anoint Jehu as the king of Israel.
It was Elijah who commissioned one
of the sons of the prophets to anoint Jehu as king.
So if you don't understand that, God told Elijah to anoint Jehu as king of Israel. But that was actually carried out by Elisha. See, a real son can pick up and do things that God spoke to his father. Are you listening? Because when God was speaking to his father, it really wasn't for him to do. It was for somebody who came out of him to do. But that person had to be connected properly. Go ahead, sir.
Unless we have men of kindred spirit. Joined together. There will not be apostolic succession.
In the church. Underline that. Highlight it. That's what we have not seen in the church. Apostolic succession simply means to carry out God's original agenda as he gave it to the apostle. Now, y'all don't want to say amen on that. Everybody want their own spin. This is something you have not seen nor heard of in this generation. When Jesus ordained those 12 men to be apostles, they did not have their own itineraries. Oh, Lord, the church is going to get quiet now. Are you listening? They did not have their own itineraries. Their itineraries was established by the chief apostle, who sent them out two by two into every city that he himself would go. Okay, you ain't going to hear this, because you talk to the average preacher about this, he's going to feel like he a child. But listen to this. The apostles went out and taught the people what Jesus taught them. That's not enough. They also came back and reported to Jesus what they taught the people. If Apostle Thompson, and he is, the question is not if, we know he is, in his apostolic journeys, God gave him two words: money cometh. Any sons that's going to carry that out in the earth realm authentically must be joined to him and must keep the message intact as God gave it to him. No spins, no bells, no whistles. Given, it being disseminated exactly as God gave it to him. Okay. Now that everybody upset, go ahead.
This working togetherness can only be made possible through a kindred spirit
of covenant relationship.
Number four, spiritual fathering. The times of the revivalists are times to fulfill the essential needs
for spiritual fathering.
Samuel was a spiritual father
and a spiritual mentor to David.
Today's generation is a fatherless generation.
Today's generation, the generation that we live in, is a fatherless generation. It make babies, but it don't father. So in the world, so in the church. Amen. They got many sons who are really fatherless. They out there with ministries with no covering. They want to draw and lead people, but don't want to be led. They want a pastor, but not be pastored. Why do you think God gave you spiritual fathers? To protect you. Go ahead, sir.
Unless the prophetic fulfills this purpose
of spiritual fathering,
of joining the hearts of the father
to the sons
and the hearts of the sons
towards the father,
there will not be spiritual succession and continuance of God's eternal purpose
in the earth realm. Remember, in the earlier chapters when we first started out, we said that catching the waves of revival hinges upon the fact of spiritual continuance. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
Spiritual succession and continuance. We need to understand that. One.
We're not running a new race.
But we're continuing the race that was started.
By our forefathers. That's why when God would appear to people, watch what he would say now. I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob. What? Okay. What was he saying? I'm the God of your fathers. You listening? Everything sprung out from Abraham. Are you listening? Okay. Just so you know that. So God wants us to understand we came from somebody. So if I'm joined to Apostle Thompson, hello, then I would be in his lineage. Are you listening? His spiritual father was Reverend Kennedy Hagin Sr. Are you listening? Who followed men such as E.W. Kenyon. F.S. Bosworth. Yeah. These different people you may have never heard of. But here's the thing. You ready for this? Before God connected me to Apostle Thompson, you listening to me? Guess who I followed very closely? Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin Sr. Because I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1981. How about that? Are you listening? Had no idea God was preparing me to be joined to. Okay. Are you listening? Okay. I don't have to go to Tulsa no more. Go ahead, sir.
This generation of Christians
are building upon the truths
and dimensions restored
in the past generations.
We are to bring those restorational truths
to maturity. Now, apostles say you can't make a recovery till you make a discovery. All right? You understand that? Until we discover the apostolic and the prophetic, we cannot recover it. You got to know how it worked before it can be imparted. Go ahead.
We are to take that which have been restored
in earlier generations
and bring them to a greater level
of excellence. Number two.
We are to receive from the previous moves.
The new move is a continuation of the old order. That's why I don't understand these New Testament believers who will tell you don't read the Old Testament. Here's some revelation. Revelation supersedes testaments. Are you listening? And when you read the New Testament, do your reference. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doeth man live. That's Deuteronomy 8:3. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are you following me? And Jesus didn't get no new stuff. Hello.
Right. Yeah.
Just trying to help you. Jesus said, I didn't come to break the law, kill the law, do away with it. I came to fulfill it. I'm the one that the law was talking about. I'm the one that the prophets were talking about. They were prophesying and talking about me. You had a shadow of good things to come, but now you got the real deal. If a shadow is near you, the person is too. Go ahead, sir.
Number three.
We need to run our own distance.
Allotted unto us in the race. We need to know what God wants us to do.
In our generation.
Being faithful to what God has entrusted
to a past generation
will only make us relevant for that past generation. King David served his generation
well,
because he knew what he needed
to do with his life then. Number four.
We are responsible for maintaining the past victories. And the present destinies.
You understand that? You don't lose ground of what your forefathers accomplished.
Amen.
Are you listening? That's why you hear terms that apostles always say, we need to go back to God's original plan. Because if you get away from God's original plan, are you listening? You're not going nowhere. You know, he's talking about health now. There ain't nothing new. It's just going back to God's original plan. I understand they started eating meat. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I know you're thinking about Popeyes right now. All right, let me kill your chicken. I'm just, because the church done got built on chicken. Okay, let me help you. Huh? Genesis 1 don't talk about chicken. Read it. 1:26-28. Not tonight. You read it when you get home. God gave you herbs. Fruit with seed in it. Plants with seed in it. He said, this shall be to you for meat. Okay. Hello. Lord help us. But Pastor, you just don't know. I do know. I'm 60 years old. Trust me. I know. I feel your pain. But if we're going to live longer and stronger, we got to go back to God's original plan. Only an apostle who's a multimillionaire, who loved God, can buy anything and get anything to eat that they want to eat. Are you listening? Yes. Can be trusted by God to say, no, I don't want my people to be in line for healing. I want them to be healthy. Being healthy is apostolic. Are you listening? And right smack dab in the middle of health is eat. Well, go ahead on. You get it straight. Amen. And right smack dab in the middle of death is eat. And so God told me y'all are eating yourself to death just like Adam did. How did Adam die? He ate, past tense of eat, himself to death. He ate from the wrong tree. That's what we've been doing. We've given our lives over to 2 eggs, 3 strips of bacon, grits, orange juice, toast with jelly, and a stack of pancakes. And that is such nutrition, the American breakfast. No, that's Denny's to kill you. Okay, go ahead. Come on here. I know I'm hurting y'all. That's okay. I've been around Apostle. He's slaying me. I got to help somebody else out. Go ahead, sir.
We are a generation.
We are a generation.
Where the past and future.
Where the past and the future.
Are held together.
Are held together.
We need to be faithful.
We need to be faithful.
To all that we have in Christ.
To all that we have in Christ.
We need to cherish and nurture.
We need to cherish and nurture.
All that our forefathers.
All that our forefathers.
Achieved and gained.
Achieved and gained.
The forefathers have invested in us their hope.
Have invested in us their hope
and
their dreams.
The forefathers
gained many things
and exploits not for themselves.
And exploits, notice that term, not for themselves.
But to lay a solid foundation. For us to run and win.
For us to run and to win.
This race in style.
The race that's set before us in style. If you train properly, you'll reign properly. Write that down. If you train, T-R-A-I-N, properly, you will reign, R-E-I-G-N, properly. No training, no reigning. Go ahead, sir.
The forefathers. Desires are not only achieved. But brought to perfection. The forefathers.
Efforts are rewarded.
In our attainment in Christ.
That's why Paul prayed for all of the churches that he was over. What did he pray? I pray that Christ. I'm travailing in prayer. I'm groaning in the spirit until you get a new house. Oh, I'm groaning and travailing in the spirit till you get a new car. No. Oh. I'm groaning and travailing in the spirit till you get some Gucci's, Louis Vuitton. No, none of that. No. He said, I'm travailing in prayer until Christ be formed in you. Because I know if Christ is be formed in you, if Christ is formed in you, then the unsearchable riches of the Christ belong to you. You don't have to beg for what you already got. You don't have to pursue what you already got. You just got to walk it out. Go ahead, sir.
B. Concept of spiritual fathering.
Concept of spiritual fathering.
One.
Spiritual fathering.
Is an apostolic function.
Is an apostolic function.
Rendered to those who
render to those, render to those
on
whom
the apostle wants to reproduce himself.
On whom the apostle wants to reproduce himself
into.
Into.
The fathering process.
The fathering process
is to put in these men.
Is to put in these men
the very life and nature.
The very life and nature
of our being to be reproduced.
Of our being to be reproduced
in them.
In them.
The apostolic succession.
The apostolic succession
takes place.
Takes place
through the process of spiritual fathering.
The apostolic succession takes place through the concept of spiritual fathering, something this generation, I dare you do a study. You'll find out that 90% of the churches out here don't have fathers. They got mad at their preacher and left. Okay. Or they knew more than him and left. Y'all don't want to talk. Because 95% of the new men that come in church are everybody a preacher. 50 men in the church, 49 are preachers. How everything else going to get done? I'm called to preach. Okay, well, sit down there right there. Listen for a while. We'll see what you're called to do. Because, oh, Lord have mercy. Go ahead.
Number two. Spiritual fathering.
Spiritual fathering.
Starts on the level of relationship.
Starts on the level of relationship.
Already established.
Already established.
Normally a teacher. Discipline relationship.
Discipline relationship.
Or pastor church member.
Relationship
allows the Holy Spirit to allow the basis for this progression
of love and intimacy.
All normal relationships
progress into higher levels
of intimacy and maturity.
Time and effort on both sides
of the relationship
is essential for this maturity to take place. Now that's important, because what you find in this generation is people want spiritual fathers who do all the stuff for them. Sons don't want to pursue. It's not up to the spiritual father. He could be a multimillionaire, but God didn't tell him to give you money. God told you, let him train you. Are you listening? See, one of the things about proper training, you're going to run into some spots, but his training is to teach you who your source is. I never read in the Bible where Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. was my source, but I always know him telling me, the same God I serve, my God. See, Paul told the church at Philippi, because you once and again, minister to my needs. Not that I need something, I want something. Are you listening? For I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. I know how in every situation I'm in, I know how to overcome it. Are you listening? Abound in it. But he said, but you sowed into my life and into my ministry. Now watch what he say. Now my God. No, we made a song. My God shall supply all my need. God ain't supplying nothing if you don't do all the other stuff I just mentioned. Amen. Are you listening? God will supply all your need when you minister to the need of the one he sent you. Okay. Well, do it on your own. I don't care. It ain't going to work. You just a walking wonder in your own mind. Go ahead. The church has to move in some measure of maturity.
Before she is ready to be fathered.
Before she is ready to be what? Fathered.
Both parties involved. Can desire for the fathering relationship to begin. Number three.
Spiritual fathering.
Is the extension of the fatherhood of God. In a tangible way to reproduce sons.
Not bastards. Sons follow instructions. Go ahead.
The nature of spiritual fathering. Derives its blueprint. From the fatherhood of God.
So you know what apostles say, right? If God can't father you, you can't be a father. Are you listening? But God has a plan. God has a way. You ready for this? You cannot bypass your spiritual father and get to God the Father. Oh, y'all kind of quiet. You want to know why? Huh? You're trying to operate on a greater level. If you can't function with what you can see, how the hell are you going to function with what you can't see? Uh-huh. Oh, I love God. God say, how you say you love me, you can't see me, when you don't love the neighbor who you see? Oh, Shundai, hook a Messiah. Oh, my knee hurt. I'm just trying to help you. You see? See, we try to practice things out of higher plane. God say, no. First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Hello? Okay, go ahead, sir.
All spiritual fathering. Stems out of the revelation. Of the fatherhood of God.
Out of the fatherhood of God.
We extend this revelation. To those whom we are fathering.
To whom we extend this revelation, to them or to those who we are fathering.
We must first experience the fatherhood of God. In our own lives. So that we can impart this dimension. Through
our relationships.
We cannot father others properly. If we have not been fathered ourselves. By God the Father. Number four,
spiritual fathering,
a divine strategy
to reform society, spiritual fathering. This is a fatherless generation. So if we don't understand spiritual fathering in the church, how are we going to reach a fatherless generation? If there are bastards in the church, how are we going to reach the bastards that are in the world? See, bastard ain't a cuss word. It's in Hebrews 12. Read it. Whom a father loves, he corrects. Any son without correction is a bastard. Okay, go ahead.
The strategy involves.
God is sending the Elijah type of ministers.
And ministries.
Towards us.
This is God's divine appointment. For the church. It's a time of specific work.
Upon the church.
Through the prophetic mantle of matured ministries. The response of the church. To this new dimension and prophetic development. Through the means of spiritual fathering. God must first turn the hearts of the fathers.
To their children.
Spiritual fathering. Starts with the spiritual fathers. Identifying who their children are. And working. Training them to grow up in the ways of the law.
You can't father everybody. Some men don't want to be fathered. Are you listening? I just had a man who was in my ministry many years ago. One of the first men to join the ministry. Have some real challenges right now. But he revealed to me, I realize that God sent you to father me. But because of challenges I had, I wouldn't let you. Are you listening? But see, a real father who loves, huh? Say, okay, God's giving you a chance to do it again. It's never too late. Are you listening? But you see, like the prodigal son, most people won't release people. See, when you release them, are you listening? You don't go recruit them back. They need to come back. Because they can't come back till they come into their, get their mind right. Are you listening? Now you go recruit them while they're still mad at you, they just going to leave again. Okay, go ahead.
D. God then turns the heart of the children.
To their fathers.
Spiritual fathering. Is completed with the children's feeling. Belong and accepted as sons. By those whom they are submitting their lives to. As their fathers.
E.
God's coming into the society.
God's coming into the society.
Through these relationships.
To affect the surrounding
community. Spiritual fathering. Raise up continuance to the spiritual ministry. God has placed in that time.
Okay, don't let that clock go. Okay.
The spiritual ministry.
You took a peek at that clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah, see, you're under authority. I told you, you're not that anointed. Okay, go ahead. The spiritual ministries
gathers momentum and gets reproduced through the sons and the faith.
You know what? Apostle told me one time, you know how we always have a saying, I won't be like you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're my father, so I'm going to do what you did and be like you. And he looked at me one day and say, you're going farther than me. I said, what? Do you see what God has done with you? Yeah, but you're not listening. Every generation can go farther if they receive the proper term. No, it just don't happen because he said it. There must be a willingness and an obedience on my part. So if I don't go there, oh, come on now. You don't blame him and say, well, maybe the Lord wasn't talking to you. No, God is talking. Are you listening? Then once you are listening, are you willing to do what it takes to go there? Everybody wanna. But are you willing to pay that price that he paid? Uh-oh, go ahead.
The sons now duplicate the call in ministry. And multiply the effectiveness of the original spiritual ministry.
Number five.
Different ways of fathering.
To produce different caliber in sons.
In spiritual fathering. We need to realize.
The type, the way,
or the method that the spiritual father uses is dependent upon the nature
of his call in his ministry.
The more mature and developed a spiritual father
is in ministry.
The greater the horizon. And scope for the spiritual sons.
You understand that? God draw you to your father because you are a person of like precious faith. There's something in him that you need deposited in you so you can go further. Your life hinges upon your connection. And just like you live from money you deposit in a bank. Come on now. Then you will live in this life based upon the deposit that you receive from your spiritual father. Amen. Now, y'all finish chapter 18 on your own. There will be material from the chapter. Amen. You'll get notes. But, we don't have time to cover it all. All right. It's been a pleasure. I'll talk to Apostle also, if he would allow me to. I'll send you those four things that talks about doctrine, correction, reproof, and instruction. You know, I have them, but I have to make sure I'm giving you, because he gave us different things to tell us what they were. And if he wants y'all to have them, I want to make sure you get them. Okay? All right. Y'all enjoy.